Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason and Brad are engineering. Brad just handed off to Jason. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Kathy's with us in Ohio, and maybe you might have heard our adopted puppies howling right outside the studio door, but it just stopped, so you can't hear it now. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vincent. Your puppies are really beautiful. They really are.
Well, that's Mother Nature at its finest, and they truly are. And these are, they might have some wolf in them. I don't think they have coyote in them. They've got beautiful yellow eyes, rounded ears. If you look at a picture on the internet, it would look like a plains wolf, like Great Plains. And, you know, they come into the house. They sit on the sofa. They watch a video with me. They're at my feet. They are polite. Now, you would think that dogs that we adopted from the wild would not be polite. They're very polite. They come up to me. They sit down. They give me their paw. I've trained them to come at the ringing of this C.S. Bell Company number 2 size bell. It's about 50 pounds. It's on a 13-foot post, long cord. I ring the bell. Goes. It's like a school bell or an old farm bell. As a matter of fact, if you watch Yellowstone, you might see one or two little scenes of the outside of their ranch house. They've got the same bell. On a pole, just like we do. And they were built around the late 1880s, 1890s in Ohio. They're cast iron bell, and they're the finest of their kind ever made. And many of them have survived. So if you just go to eBay and you type in C period S period bell number 2, you'll see what they look like. And so farms have them, and they've had them for years. Mrs. Finelli's grandmother had one on the East Coast. So they're all over the, you know, farm country, whether East Coast or the Midwest. And so I ring the bell just a couple times, you know, and they know that I have a treat for them. They come running. I mean, if they're out on patrol around the farm, they come running. And they have learned how to ring the bell themselves. It's the most amazing thing. So, you know, during the day, you know, I'll be working out. I'll hear them ringing the bell, telling me that they want a treat. And what the treats are is your bread recipe made and cut up into cubes. And they love it. They absolutely love it. So, class, if you want to make a whole couple of dinner plates full of treats for your dog, here is a simple recipe, just plain. It's 3 cups of flour. Now, for me, it's 3 heaping cups of bread flour. 3 tablespoons of sugar. 3 quarters of a teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of yeast. 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil or corn oil or olive oil, whichever you choose. About 1 1/8 cups of warm water. What I do, Kathy, is I put the water in the bread container first. And then I add the salt and the sugar and the oil. Actually, I add the sugar and the salt and the oil first. And then I use the warm water to wash off the measuring spoon so I don't put drops of oil down the septic system because that'll clog it up eventually. You know, over years. So we don't put fats down the drain. And then I start the bread machine, and I let the warm water heat up the flour into the dough mixture. And then maybe a minute or two later, after the warm water has slightly cooled, then I add the yeast. And it seems to work perfectly. And then once it's done, I take it out, cut it into cubes, and then let it set out, and it becomes hard. And they love it. So probably somewhere around 27 to 30 cents, including electricity, but not including the amortization of the $5 or $10 used bread machine. But other than that, you know, 27 to 30 cents, and you get, you know, several days worth of treats for the dog. And you can't buy them as good for less cost than that. Any comments, Kathy? Have you tried
it? Yes, I have been since you talked about it. And, you know, a lot of times when we make it, we'll get leftover bread. It starts to get kind of stale. And I will do the same thing. I'll cut it up and cut it into cubes for my dog. And I also just make croutons out of it, too. And they're delicious with, you know, garlic powder and onion powder and whatever seasonings you want on it. And, you know, Vince, talking about making our own bread, I do have a recipe that I like, and it's more of a whole grain, and it uses, I mill up the flax seeds in like a coffee grinder, and I just love the flavor of this bread. It's just got that whole wheat seeded kind of a taste to it, like a nutty taste from the flax seed. And, you know, I just know that once you make them, They just don't have a lot of, they don't have any preservatives, so they do tend to get stale. So what I did was I cut half of it, I cut it in half. I put half in the freezer. And even though I'm really not crazy about using like plastic wrap, I did as an experiment to see if it would seem to keep it fresher. So I'm going to experiment with wax paper or some other things, but this first time I took a piece of saran wrap on the open end that I cut in half, and I put a rubber band or something around it to keep it fresh. Then I put it in a heavy-duty, like freezer bag, and I did the same thing with the fresh bread, and it really did help. I can't believe how much it kept that. The bread from drying out. Now, I don't mind it so much if I'm going to just make toast out of it or French toast or something like that. But that did work. Now, I'm going to do a little more thinking and research to see if I can figure out something else without using the plastic wrap, because I'm not real crazy about that. But it was just my own experiment for a one-time thing. So I don't know if you have anything that you've done, Vince. But, oh, and also I put it, a lot of times I put it in the refrigerator after the first day. And then if I'm going to use it later, I'll take it out like an hour or so before I'm going to use it. And that seems to help. But, if you put it in your cupboard and you come back 3-4 days later, you're going to have mold growing out of it. So
yeah.
That's what I do then.
Mm-hmm. We bought many years ago, we bought a couple of rolls of those bags that you see at the produce section of supermarkets like Walmart and Aldi. And but these are not folded into maybe 3 inches wide. These are the full width, maybe 12 inches. But it's the same type bag, and it's on a roll, and it's lasted years and years. And what I do is I take the bread out of the machine as soon as it's done. And I actually set two timers. There's one timer built into the bread machine, and the other timer is on the kitchen stove. So it takes 3 hours and 11 minutes to bake a loaf of bread. And I don't want to miss hearing the bread machine, you know, alarm and say, you know, beep, 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 it's done. So I might miss that, because it just does that and it stops doing that, but it keeps heating the bread. So what I do is I set the kitchen stove timer for 3 hours, 11 minutes, and that keeps beeping every, you know, 30 seconds. It keeps reminding until I give up and race over there. So The idea is I don't want to leave the bread in the bread machine, you know, heating. I just want to get it. Once it's done, take it out, put it on a plate, and then let it cool. Because otherwise, if you put it right in a bag right after you take it out of the bread machine, when it's hot, you'll have moisture in the bag. It'll be like raining in there almost. So you want to let the bread cool before you put it in the bag. There's another thing. I experimented with the microwave oven. I took the bread that had been a couple days old, but it's still fine for us. And I cut it up, put it on a plate, put it in the microwave oven to drive off the moisture. And I spread it out, you know, wide on a large-sized dinner plate, put it in the microwave oven, and then for 1 minute. And immediately took it out when the minute was over and left it on the counter. And the moisture evaporates very, very quickly, you know, within maybe 10 minutes. That is a great way to accelerate the speed of driving off the moisture. Now, you know, microwaves are not good. They're not. But I did that experiment because I wanted to know. So that's another thing that you can do. And, you know, if we have a range hood / microwave oven above the stove, and that's where I keep the bread. So I have it in a plastic bag and on a plate, and I put it in the microwave oven because that microwave oven's not used very much. And the dogs know that, that when I go near the stove, that's where the bread is. They come running over. They know, and they all sit down, and they know that this is the time that I'm near the stove, and there's a likelihood that they could get a treat. So that's what they have trained me. So it's a really neat experience having these dogs. And it's a great experience making bread, because I think you can reduce the number of trips to the store. If you have powdered milk, you don't need to go buy fresh milk. And people go to the store, you know, supermarket, for milk, eggs, and bread. And, of course, toilet paper. But you can stock up on toilet paper because it doesn't go bad. But if you have your own chickens and you buy powdered milk and you buy, you know, sacks of 25 pounds of flour and you have sugar and salt and yeast, you're good to go and you don't need to go to the store very often, except maybe for fresh vegetables. But if you have a garden, you can freeze them or dehydrate them, right? And so we do all that. And it works great. So we don't have to go to the store very often. Kathy, any comments?
You know, I agree, Vince. I'm seeing myself when I do go. Well, we've got a storm coming probably tomorrow, and it's supposed to get really cold probably in night, you know, -1, -2. And I'm pretty well stocked up. There's really no need that I have to go. I make my own bread, and, you know, I have powdered milk if I need it, and I'm fully stocked. But, you know, Vince, the produce is so high, and when I look at it sometimes, it's just bad. Like, you cut into something, and, like, the cucumbers, I bought some a couple weeks ago, they were almost, like, mushy inside. They weren't real firm. So I don't know if it's just the distribution centers, if it's the produce, but first of all, they want a fortune for it, and secondly, it just really isn't all that good. So I've done the same thing. Like, my freezer, we kind of joke about it when we talk. Like, I open my freezer and I have to kind of hold it because stuff wants to fall out. So I'm trying to just use up my berries and my things, that peppers and things that I have already frozen or dehydrated. And
we'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering today. Class, this morning I counted between 18 and 21 chemtrails in the sky. And I said to the family, the weather is going to dramatically change. Now, it's been forecast that we were going to have a storm. I mean, you all know that. The storm's coming, coming, coming. And is it because the storm was coming? Or is it because they said, you know, we're going to spray on Thursday and make this storm? Or is it that a storm was coming and they said, let's spray on Thursday to enhance the storm? Or did they decide that they were going to spray on Thursday just to see what happens? But it's not necessary, right? So I just wanted to share with you that there were between 18 and 21 chemtrails crisscrossing the sky all over the farm this morning. I counted them. It was a moving target. I had to go out different doors and look up. And so it's somewhere between 18 and 24, but that's the number. And we are looking at between 8 degrees Fahrenheit and 10 degrees. I'm sorry, minus 8 to minus 10. Degrees Fahrenheit here at the farm early next week. And here's what happens. I was telling a few of the instructors this, that the mama cows panic. They can feel it. They can feel something's happening. And what they've done is they've decided to give birth to their babies like right away. So we've had two calves born just ahead of this storm. It's here. And this has been going on for years and years. We've noticed this. I haven't heard anybody talking about this, but you know, you've heard the stories that cows lie down just before it rains. I mean, you've heard those stories, right? And it rains. They know. Well, they go and run in the woods, and we let them do that. They hide their calves where they're somewhat protected, and on the leaves, and then they give birth to their calves. So we've had two born so far. And another thing that I wanted to share with you is that we had one who had a cervical prolapse, mama cow cervical prolapse. That means the reproductive organs like flip outside the cow. And what you do, believe it or not, is you take some very, very mild dishwashing detergent like Dawn, mild, and warm water, and you wash off the dirt that's on it because the cow's lying down probably. You wash off the dirt, and then you rinse it off, and then you rinse it, and then you push back in mama's internal reproductive parts. And that usually is good, unless the mama cow, you know, lies down and gets back up. And when she gets back up, you know, she pushes and to get back up, and the cervical prolapse happens again and again and again. So we didn't have the suture for, and it's like shoelaces, and they're permanent. And this mama cow was going to give birth, and we called the veterinarian a week ago, and the vet wouldn't come out. Nope, we'll do that. We'll come out for that anymore. And this is the new breed of vets. The old breed used to come out. Not anymore. Dogs and cats are more profitable, I guess, than cows and horses. So we put the cow back together, and then our instructor, USA Prepares instructor, Dr. Sally Bird, it's about my age. And she's a brilliant veterinarian. She's been on the radio with us. She's been at our expos. If you've seen, you know, she taught classes on veterinary medicine at the expos. And so she came back from vacation and came right over here and gave the mama cow an epidural and lidocaine. And that worked. And she said, don't worry about the prolapse. If it comes out again, she's going to give birth in a day. And sure enough, she gave birth. And to a beautiful calf, and everything's good. So what we're finding is that the vets are not the way, large animal vets, they're few and far between. And I guess it's too cold. Too cold to come out, and they're too hard, and it's really disheartening. So Sally Bird, Dr. Sally Bird, in Graff, Missouri, is a large animal veterinarian and a small animal vet, and she is fabulous and brilliant. So she helped us. It was great. And what was the cost to come out here? $106.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the feed, for 2 seconds, during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and so class... The weather forecast for here is pretty dramatic because it's expected to be about 50 degrees this afternoon, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's pretty warm. And like Monday, Tuesday, it's expected to go down to somewhere between minus 8, minus 10. That's a 60-degree delta. It's huge. absolutely huge. And it's brutal on animals that live outside. Absolutely brutal. And it's not necessary that we engineer and alter the weather. It's really not necessary. Kathy, people are getting sick, and I don't have it in front of me, but I read an email from someone who has had what appears to be a cold, symptoms of a cold, and then the COVID test was performed. And, of course, we know the COVID test is not reliable. But the test for COVID was negative, but it's COVID-like symptoms, and they call it like the month-long flu. But it doesn't last a month. It lasts much longer than that. Have you heard of people having the same kind of symptoms as that? It seems like it's, from what I'm learning, it's all over the country.
Yeah, I have been. I have friends that I have talked to. They've been sick. They've gone to ER. They've gone to urgent care. I talked to one lady, and she coughed and coughed and coughed, and she was sick for, I think, 2 weeks, and she still... She goes, well, I'm better, but she was still coughing. And the ironic thing was, it's exactly what you're saying. You know, they tested her for COVID, and it was no. And then the next time she went back to her doctor, it was positive. But she called it like it was the rapid test. So they said, well, that's not as reliable. So, you know, if it says no once and it says yes once, then how reliable is it really? And, I mean, I have talked to people all over. Fortunately, you know, our family, we've been fine. We haven't gotten sick. I don't go out a ton. I mean, I do go to the store and church and things like that, but I don't go out for parties and things, you know, crowded areas for the most part. But, you know, Vince, I know what you're saying, and we just lost a friend. Gosh, I've known him for probably close to almost 50 years, he was just a brilliant, brilliant mechanic. I mean, he made patents, and just he was the person people went to. So he got cancer. And within 2 months, he lost 60 pounds, and he just died a couple days ago. And it was just like his wife said it sort of came out of the blue. And I've been hearing that a lot more. And I guess, Vince, you know, it's just a kind of a side note. I think if you have someone that is a good friend or that you really care about, you know, make sure that you call and, you know, tell them how much you appreciate them or you love them. I mean, my husband and I were going to call on New Year's to wish him Happy New Year's, but I think at that point he wasn't talking at that point. But we didn't know that. They've never, you know, they never told us. But I wish I had had that opportunity to talk to him, you know, before he died. But, yes, Vince, there's so much going on and so many sicknesses, and people just aren't well, especially people my age. I'm seeing they're lethargic. They're just not well.
Right. They're get up and go, got up and left, the ones that are still alive. And I was thinking about the people I know closely who have taken the jab. And one is okay, but not up to where he was prior to the jabs. I mean, he's become more lethargic, doesn't make decisions as quickly, takes a long time to make a decision, vacillates, you know, between choices in decision making. And so he's alive. But the other ones are either really sick or have died. And it's like 50-50 between 50% have already died, 50% of them are really sick, and just one is sort of okay. It's very, very sad. And they were all okay before they got the jab. They really were. And I think more and more people are realizing that that's the same thing that's in their circles, with their friends, their loved ones. The ones who got the jab are sick, the ones who or died, and the ones who didn't get the jab are doing better. But yet, the ones who did get the jab, I don't think they've really been honest with themselves that the jab really messed them up. I don't think they want to believe it. And you and I were talking privately about this, and you know, you can, if a person, let's say, jumps into a polluted pond, a bacteriological, chemical polluted, the skin is a pretty good defense against, even though the skin is the largest organ of the body, it's a good defense. And that's why we have skin, to keep our insides in and to keep toxins and biologicals out. Now, if you're in that pond and you're swimming around and you happen to get some water in your nose, that's not a good thing. But you have defense against it. And if you swallow a little bit, you still have a defense against that. Your digestive system will help protect you. The really strong stomach acids kill just about anything. Just about. And so they're great defenses. But if you get a syringe and you inject that pond water into your bloodstream, that's a whole different animal. And the defense systems of the skin and the digestion have been removed from that equation. It's a terrible thing. And that's why this jab is so effective at harming people. It really is. So I don't want any. And if a school system said to me, your child, if I had young children, your child will absolutely, positively take this jab or you can't go to school, I'll say, well, that's good. That makes it easy. No school. That's how strongly I feel about it.
You know, Vince, I totally agree. I think people who did get the jab, some, I think, are coming to the realization, but I think it's hard for some people to admit if either A, if they've made a mistake, or B, if they've been kind of brainwashed or indoctrinated into thinking that the federal government or Pfizer or whoever has decided that this is what you should do. And I've had, and I know I'm probably repeating myself, but I've had firsthand experience back when I worked in a hospital when I was probably 19 or 20. With the swine flu shot, it was the same pressure. You have to get it. You have to get it if you're going to work here. I got it, and I couldn't even walk back to my department where I work. I literally sat on the floor. I was so sick, and I was sick for probably 3 days in bed, and it was like the worst flu ever. And they lied and said, oh, no, it's safe. And people got that Guillain-Barre syndrome. People were paralyzed. People died. And none of that came out till maybe 10, 15 years later when they finally admitted it. And it did come out in the media or online or, you know, books or wherever back then. And then the second experience was one of my shepherds was a dog. And I had that gut feeling not to take her. And I canceled the appointment and I didn't listen to my gut and I took her. The next time, and she got the shot, and that afternoon she started literally going like out of her mind because it was one of those like 5-in-1, and she was pawing at her face and biting her legs, and she had seizures, she was biting her skin, she had diarrhea, and we had to put her down before she was 2 because I'm sure she was miserable, just miserable. And everybody lied to me about the vet lied, oh, no, that would never happen. And it couldn't have been anything else. It was a couple hours later. She was fine, perfectly fine before that. So I'm very, very skeptical like you, Vince.
You know, I talk about lying to us. As I watched a series, it's available on Netflix if you'd like to watch it. It's called Madoff, M-A-D-O-F-F. It is a series about Bernie Madoff, And he's a former stockbroker, investment advisor, financier. He wasn't degreed in it. He didn't go to Harvard. He didn't go to an Ivy League school. He's a self-made Ponzi schemer. And he perpetrated the largest fraud in the history of the world in terms of Wall Street securities manipulation. He literally ran two businesses. One was a NASDAQ-type business, which was above board on the 19th floor of the Lipstick building. It looks like a tube of lipstick in New York City. And on the 17th floor, two floors below, he ran this illegal Ponzi scheme. And he commingled the funds. And he provided better returns than any other brokerage house or any other investment house. Consistently, year after year, he was providing returns like a couple percent higher than everybody else. And so the wealthy of the world put their money into this system. I'm talking about Europe. I'm talking about all over the world, the wealthy, the royalty, big names. Spielberg was one of them. There were many, many wealthy people who put money into Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And literally what he did was he took hedge fund funds. There were hedge funds that would just send him deposits. And then he would put them into this Ponzi scheme, and then he would pay other people with them. It used to be called hedged funds. And because these funds would hedge the bet so that the losses would be minimized if there were losses, and the gains would be maximized. So they would be hedged funds. So this money went into Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And it all worked really well until there was a stock market crash. And he couldn't keep this thing afloat. He was arrested. But he lied to everybody. Now, Bernie Madoff was Jewish. And his clients, a great percentage of them were Jewish. And they thought, well, if he's a Jew and they're Jews, he certainly wouldn't take them. But he did.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, this is a homework assignment, if you choose to accept it. And it's Madoff, the Monster of Wall Street. And it's about lies. And it's about huge lies. And it's about how people would sort of check into, could this be true that these returns that Madoff and company were delivering, is it above board? Most people wanted to believe that it was true. It was an honest company. It was a dishonest company. But there's so much greed because people could get a higher percentage from Madoff than they could with legitimate brokerage houses, if there is such a thing. And the point that I'm trying to make is that Madoff exploited the Jews. Madoff was a Jew. And he exploited his own faith. He went to Palm Springs, Florida, where there's a golf course and a club. And it was very, very exclusive. And there was a large Jewish population or membership. And he exploited them. And they felt, well, if he was Jewish, he wouldn't rip them off. And he did. And what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what group or faith you're in, there are criminals in many of them, if not all of them. So if you're Catholic, there are Catholic schemers. So just because someone goes to church at the Catholic church that you know of does not mean that person's honest. Or Presbyterian, or Methodist, or Dutch Reform, or Baptist. It doesn't matter. We are finding that in the media now that people of all faiths and religion are criminals. So keep that in mind. And when we here at USA Prepare say, don't believe a word we say, don't believe a word that you hear, see, or read in the media. Don't believe anything until you actually ferret out for yourself the truth and get multiple sources. And that's how so many people got conned by Madoff. They wanted to believe that it was honest. And other people did it. And they said, well, if all these other people are investing with Madoff, it's got to be real. It's got to be, because other people are doing it. And that's what happened with the jab. It was like a herd mentality. People said, well, it was on TV. The news reporters, you know, we trust them because they're there day after day telling us about the news. I'm talking about the news regurgitators, the news readers, the talking heads. People believe them. Those are scripts that are written for them. So people got the jab, and then the news said, all these people are getting the jab, and it's going to prevent COVID. And what happened? It didn't prevent COVID. It gave people COVID. So don't believe a word you hear, see, or read in the media. And that's why we keep saying it. And what's happening is we're being proven right time after time. Kathy, any comments?
You know, so many of the things that we talked about, Vince, we are being proven right. And I found that the people who did get the jab have gotten sick. I have one friend that told me she did get it, a couple of them, and she has been sick since August, 1 week every month, where she's like down for 1 week every month. And it's, so this is like what, week or month six or seven or six now. And she just is now getting over another week and a half long, maybe 2 weeks that she's been sick. So I don't know, it somehow weakened the immune system. And Vince, we've been right on other things too with prices and shortages. So it's, you know, it pays to do your homework and to really have some common sense.
Yeah, yeah, and so the Madoff, the sons of Bernie Madoff, allegedly they didn't know all of what their dad was doing, and they were disgusted by it. And Bernie Madoff's wife, allegedly she didn't know what was going on. It's hard to believe that they didn't, but there have been suicides as a result of this. Bernie Madoff's sister and her husband killed themselves as a result of suicide. And this greed thing is just unbelievable. You know, you look at what's happening with Jeffrey Epstein. You look at Ghislaine Maxwell. And the insatiable greed was just it's just unbelievable. Epstein has been reported to have claimed that he inseminated 20 women to spread his genetics. 20 women. Allegedly simultaneously. I don't know how that's possible. But that's what was reported. And the people who used his services, the pedophile ring, customers, are some of the wealthiest people in the world. The world is being run by a bunch of sycophants, pedophiles, perverts, and greedy people.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.